Saturday, the 24th of May, 1913, Miles says he had Mayor go to room, Atlanta, Georgian. Saturday, May 24th, 1913. Wanted Woodward to see just what sort of a crook Collier was, he declares. Edward O. Miles, a private detective, assumes the responsibility for the presence of Mayor Woodward at the Williams House, resulting in the dictographing of the chief executive of Atlanta. He also says it was at his suggestion Colonel Thomas B. Felder discontinued even his acquaintance with A.S. Collier, the wild-eyed investigator from Tennessee. Miles's statement to a Georgian reporter follows. Colonel Felder had already been to see Collier, and he asked me to go and see what he had, to examine any papers, etc. I went, and as soon as I saw Collier, I was disgusted. The Lord doesn't make mistakes, and the Lord certainly put the brand of a crook on that fellow's physiognomy, if he ever put it anywhere. Collier wanted Mayor Woodward and asked me to get him. I went to the mayor and said, I want to take you down to see the greatest freak and crook you ever saw in your life. I want you to hear his line of bunk. You don't have to say anything. Just come along and listen to what he hands out. Thought someone listened. That was Wednesday afternoon. I didn't think anything about a dictograph, but I knew, or at least thought, that he had somebody listening in the next room. I couldn't help knowing that, because every now and then Collier raised his voice so they could hear. Anybody on the streets a block could have heard him had they listened. After the conversation, practically as reported in the dictograph, Mayor Woodward left. Collier told me not to forget to bring Colonel Felder and the money next morning at 10 o'clock. I asked him what money, and he said the $1,000 for the papers. I told him I didn't want to buy any papers, that if Colonel Felder or anybody else did, that was their business, but I didn't believe they did. Then I went back and reported to Colonel Felder and advised him to have nothing more to do with Collier, not to go back to the Williams house and even not answer his telephone calls. Felder quit negotiations. They waited all day Thursday, and Colonel Felder didn't go back and didn't answer the telephone calls. That's why it was published in incompleted form. They saw the jig was up, and I believe Collier then sold the story. I know young Gentry, who took down the dictograph report. And I'll wager $100 he won't sign an affidavit it has been published in unexpurgated form. Nothing has been added, but some things have been left out. However, I can't say that the omissions made any material change. Yes, I am the one that caused Mayor Woodward to go there. He is all right. I just wanted him to hear the line of bunk that Crook had to hand out.